And the time is 5 o'clock.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
Proudly providing an alternative to commercial radio since 1999, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. And then it's Tawny the Brave at 6, because before that we have Eat Your Arts and Vegetables at 5:30. This half hour, weather, yeah, sports, yes, on the prison book sale, yes, and I'm back. No, they didn't take me, and it was good. I will tell you the one treasure to share with you, some poetry as well, March Around the Supper Table as well, and what's going on at Delnavert? Well, first things first, and that's always the weather. For 4 o'clock at any rate, mostly cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the wind northwest at 18. The outlook for tonight, risk of a thunderstorm, isn't there always? Low tonight of 9. Yes, and for Friday, risk of a thunderstorm late in the morning. The expected high, a miserly 18 degrees. Winnipeg Public Library, then. I'm looking at their website, you can too, for the program guide. I just usually talk about the weekend coming up. It's there by the month. So this coming Saturday, indeed, Indigenous Peoples Day at Assiniboine Park. Celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day at Assiniboine Park. As well, the library says, come by our tent in the gardens outside the Leaf to register for a library card, browse and borrow books, learn about library programs. So the library will be there 11 till 5. Events, I would imagine, right through the park. It's an open event, so you can just drop in, don't you know? Now, on again, off again, well, it's on again. And that's my walk as Hugh John MacDonald around downtown Winnipeg, early 1900s, don't you know? We start from Delnavert, which I mentioned, which is was his home, the 1895 historical residence of Hugh John MacDonald, 61 Carlton Street, just off Broadway there. So, no, there's no charge. You paid for it with your tax dollars. We start, go at noon to 1:30 to finish up 1:30 at the local history room in the Millennium Library. There will be photos, yes, there'll be a chance to sit down, yes, but we hustle right along. So there's room for 20, and at the moment there's room for 12. So we will go, and we go rain or shine. So you have to register then at the Winnipeg Public Library System at the Sir Hugh John MacDonald Winnipeg Downtown Walking Tour with Ron Robinson this Saturday. That's the 20th. You can look it up from noon until 1:30. And one of the odd things about it is, we always stop at Upper Fort Garry, but it's rare to have another event going on there, except I see in today's paper, Upper Fort Garry Brunch Fest from 11:30 to 2:25. Maybe we can elbow our way in. The mimosas will be flowing, whatever that means. Breakfast bites will be sizzling. Tickets, they run about $80, mind you. So obviously intended for those 18 years and up. There will be unlimited cocktails, mocktails, caffeinated beverages, as well as one food item from each of the participating vendors. That's the 44, Aroma Bistro, etc., etc., etc. Arrive early, be able to snag baked goods from Avril's Baked Joy and Indulge Bakery and Cafe. Look it up then to register. Runs from 11:30 till 2:25 at the Upper Fort Garry. That's 1:30, Main Street, sorry. Let'sbrunch.ca. Now, I see a price on the newspaper at $88, because I saw two different prices for some reason online. Let's call it $88, shall we? Let'sbrunch.ca. 4 minutes after 5. While we are sitting here talking, Canada is playing guitar. Yes. And we have to win. Carol has called me to say, no, we really have to win. So we're taping it at home. I don't want you to miss it if it's important to you. And this isn't just a rumor, but can Alfonso come out to play? Well, he may. Alfonso Davies may come to play even today for Canada. A CD called England Expects. Yes, it has three lines there on it, as well as Vindaloo, Fat Lass. 8 minutes after five, Canada playing guitar right now. Live. Don't tell me, don't call. I'm taking a look at the Free Press book page, but one other mention from the Winnipeg Public Library programming listings, because I always like to mention their Silver Screen Matinee, which is every Saturday. It's pretty solid. This coming Saturday, 2 to 3:45, Be Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Beck Brick is an alcoholic ex-football player who drinks his days away, resists the affections of his wife, Elizabeth Taylor. A reunion with his terminally ill father jogs a host of memories and revelations for both. Today, this Saturday, 2 to 3:45, Millennium Library. It's an open event. You can just walk in and sit right down. I think that's in the Carol Shields little theater space there, it seems to me. Downtown Millennium Library. Oh, there's no charge for the admission at 8 minutes after five. Free Press book pages from last Saturday. Big, almost the entire page. School may be winding down, but the summer reading challenge for kids just getting started. Back to the books. Calling all young readers, Free Press Summer Reading Challenge. Partner program to the Free Press Book Club since 2020, the Summer Reading Challenge. Four titles for each of three reading levels based on age. 7 and 9. 10 to 12, 13 to 15. Is this you? Is this somebody you know? McNally Robinson booksellers, staffers, curated the reading list, prioritizing a diversity of perspectives, formats, topics. Why would I want to do this? Well, it's fun. It's free, too, to join the Summer Reading Challenge for kids. You have to register, access these reading resources and activities sent by mail, email through the summer. Visit WFP, that's Winnipeg Free Press, wfp.to/kidsbookclub. Questions? email bookclub@freepress.mb.ca. Bookclub@freepress.mb.ca. Well, you should have kept that page. Or you can go through your blue box now and haul it out from Saturday's Free Press. Below that, my review of Nation of Strangers, Rebuilding Home in the 21st Century by Etche Temelkuran. Now, I reviewed her last book, the last one that we caught a glimpse of, and that's How to Lose a Country, Seven Steps from Democracy to Fascism. But in this one, well, I say it's not for the faint of heart. She talks about being nowhere when you're... How can you be anywhere when you're nowhere at all? Who are you? Why did you leave? How will you survive here? When will you go home? Anyway, she has survived, and it does pick up in terms of optimism towards the end, as she says, when old homes become nonsense battlegrounds that reduce us to fearful creatures, we move on to make new homes. We know that home is, in fact, other people. Fear unhomes the human. Love accommodates us. In Saturday's Winnipeg Free Press, in that title again, if you want to look for it on the bookshelves, in the stores, in the library, Nation of Strangers, Rebuilding Home in the 21st Century. As well, big review by Morley Walker of See You on the Other Side, novel by J. McInerney, devotees. Oh, well, yes, Russell Calloway series, concluding volume, what is now officially a quartet. Well, the author is now 71, as Morley says, and over the hill as a novelist. His obituaries, when the time comes, will all reference Bright Lights, Big City, in the top paragraph. But this knee-jerk reaction will not negate the fact that the Calloway Quartet is his finest achievement. Might not be timeless, but is still one worth toasting with a glass of expensive wine. That title again, See You on the Other Side. The final volume in that quartet, then, by J. McInerney. Now, as well, I see that in the Paper Chase column, a variety of events. I see the winners of this year's annual Dave Williamson National Short Story Competition announced, also known as the Dave. We're announced June the 4th. Top spot, Saskatoon's Daria Tenold for the story The Wound. Second place, snagged by Winnipeg's Toby Menard for Morning Rites. See, the Griffin Poetry Prize, too, has been tweaked. You can look that up. There was a big fight over who should be allowed to participate and where should the money go and how should be split up. At 12 minutes after 5, we looked at the Free Press book pages. I mentioned the prison library sale. Always worth going to once a year. And yes, we all put masks on, as is their way. No, not that kind of mask. And I picked up a variety of things. Worth it for the books, no question. You pay what you feel. But in there as well, I picked up a couple of bookmarks. Prison Libraries Committee on Empowerment and Literacy. Abolition Adjacent Committee of the Manitoba Library Association. Available in Manitoba Correctional Institutes. Collection includes materials that cover legal process, sentencing, appeals, self-represented litigants, parole, Indigenous law, and more. That's lawlibrary.ca. And I did like this. There was a card. Bar None Prison Ride Share. There's a telephone number and an email address. Free rides to anyone wishing to visit someone in a southern Manitoba prison. And so, Bar None... Barnone, yeah, barnonewinnipeg.org for that as well. As I say, one of the books I picked up, When Falcons Fly, Story of the World's First Olympic Gold Hockey Team. Did you know? That was a lovely mural, at least there was. A great read for any age, When Falcons Fly. True Winnipeg Rags to Riches Story. A group of mostly Icelandic Canadian boys faced racial prejudice and poverty in the early 1900s to win the world's first Olympic gold medal in hockey. When Falcons Fly.
There he was, over in Paris. eating wine, drinking cheese. And this guy comes up to me and he says,
"Where are you from?"
And I says, "Yeah, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Zut alors, mon Dieu. You are from Canada? Do you play hockey?"
And I says, "Do I play hockey? Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, road hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 all the time. Take shots. Three." So there I was, way out in California, and this guy comes up to me and he says,
"Where are you from, dude?"
And I says, "Yeah, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Wow, where are you from, dude?"
And I says, "Look, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Wow, if you're from Canada, do you like play hockey, brah?"
And I says, "Do I play hockey? Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, road hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 all the time. Take shots. Two." Australia. This guy comes up to me and he says,
"Hi, where you from, mate?"
And I says, "Yeah, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Too right, honey child. Ripper, you from Canada? Do you play hockey?"
And I says, "Do I play hockey? Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, road hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 all the time. Take shots. 11. He shoots. He scores.
Jughead, of course. I could hear Foster Hewitt's voice at the end there, but in my head at any rate. And the time is 5:18.
I'm Jill Heinerth, author of Into the Planet, My Life as a Cave Diver, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
Thank you very much. I'm looking to see, one last mention, that bike book, When Falcons Fly, the story of the world's first Olympic gold hockey team. Yes, it is in the Winnipeg Public Library system. You can take it out. It doesn't have to be at your branch. You get it online and they'll shift it to whatever your library branch is. Finally, also from the book sale, Prison Library Book Sale, forward by Margaret Atwood, Barbed Liars, L-Y-R-E-S, Canadian Venomous Verse, with the illustrations by Aislinn. Give you one quickie here. From John Marjoram of Toronto.
Oh,
Canada. We're just a couple of regular guys. Canadian boys, are we? Hockey is the game we love. We watch it on TV. We're two of Canada's finest who enjoy a hearty chat. A beer or two can, aren't you? There's no denying that. We like to watch our Canadian sport on the tube behind the bar. Occasionally, when things get rough, we go a little far. So, when Gretzky elbowed Messier, my buddy hit the roof. He also broke the TV, that mother-hugging goof. He slugged the guy beside him. Now we're all in jail. A living testimonial to hockey and stout ale. Time, then, for our march around the supper tables. I look at the Free Press from some time back. This got buried, but then we're still, well, working our way through the abyss, aren't we, from some time back. For Irene May Burns, died in 2024. Born and raised in London, met Mary Dick in 1943 during the Second World War. immigrated to Canada on the Queen Mary with a young daughter in 1946. Moved across Canada for many years during his service in the Canadian Armed Forces, eventually settled in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And we say thank you to the English war brides who came.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Gracie Fields from Sally and Other Favorites. Yeah, lifted from the soundtrack to a movie, I think. So, you know, on the Saturday morning show, we always talk about movies. We talk about the Turner Classic Movie Channel for the weekend. About round about 7:30 is usually when we talk that up. Say, saw this in the paper on Saturday. We got to talk it up, and of course couldn't lay my hands on the music till now. From Saturday's Free Press, Intersessional, where life meets culture, Rocky's Road. For Noodle Wave Pioneer, You Can Never Too Old to Play. We're talking Rocky Raletti here. Annual Affair. For Jennifer Hudson has an annual affair where she benefit concert. Proceeds go towards the humanitarian aid in Ukraine. Oh, you don't know who Rocky Raletti is? Well, let me just say, in terms of flamingos, Transcona, was a teacher, but he was a rock and roller. CBC TV as well. He did a different job every week, and he did this. We'll be right back. Hockey Roulette from his cassette Traffic Jam. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here on CKWFM 95.9. Stay tuned for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Up next, back Saturday morning with Carol at 6 for the Saturday morning show. Last chance to sign up as well for our walk with Hugh John McDonald. Go to the Winnipeg Public Library, their program listings there. Sign up for this Saturday for a walk with myself as Hugh John McDonald. Lots of good things happening at Del Navert. They always come out and give us a chat that we start from Del Navert and give a handout on some of the program that's coming their way. All right, stay tuned for Tawny the Brave up next. And to take you there, just snagged this off the shelf here, Tommy Douglas Keenan and Sometimes the Moon.
Augment the dim light of day with electricity, stick it to the gray. It's not all the time that the sun can shine. On you last year, in a moment when the clouds were gone and everything was clear, and I could feel the sun, see the moon when day was done. Sometimes the moon, she smiles. Sometimes she's upside down. Night with your blindfold knotted on me tight.